हैप्पीनेस। दोस्तों, हर एक व्यक्ति चाहता है कि वो खुश व्यक्ति हो, उनके जीवन में खुशियां ही खुशियां आए, उस व्यक्ति की पहचान खुश व्यक्ति के तरह से हो। तो आपको जानकर खुशी होगी कि भारत में जल्द ही शुरू होने जा रही है स्कूल ऑफ हैप्पीनेस। चेन्नई स्थित SPI इंक्यूबेटर स्कूल को शुरू करने जा रहे हैं और इसके साथ ही विश्व की शिक्षा प्रणाली में बदलाव लाने का उनका उद्देश्य है। इसलिए स्कूल के निर्माण का काम जिन्हें दिया गया है, डेनिश कुरानी जी, वो एक आर्किटेक्चर हैं और वो इस अनोखे कॉन्सेप्ट को अनोखी तरह से इम्प्लीमेंट कर रहे हैं। तो चलिए मिलते हैं डेनिश कुरानी से और जानते हैं इस अलग प्रकार के कॉन्सेप्ट के बारे में।
Behind the school, and by the way, the school is called the Riverbend School. That's the official name. We all call it just the School of Happiness, as that's the main point behind it. So, you know, if you think, Haritha, of typical schools across the world, main priority of education in schools today is cram the kids' heads with knowledge, right? It's all about knowledge acquisition. Okay, kitne ghante maths pare, kitne ghante science pare, kitne ghante English pare, right? And you just want kids to retain information. And then schools typically think about, okay, konse skills teach karnai, you know, they have to learn collaboration, they have to learn maybe coding and you know, maybe they're learning you know, arts. What are the skills that they're learning that are relevant to maybe when they go get their jobs after university? And then last is that some schools will think about, how do we raise good people? How do we turn these children into moral individuals, happy individuals?
School of Happiness में अभ्यास की पद्धति classrooms, यानी कि वर्गखंड में बैठकर नहीं होगी। यहाँ विद्यार्थी तय करेंगे कि उन्हें क्या पढ़ना है और कैसे पढ़ना है।
There's better ways to learn. अपन सब grow up हुए तो अपन class में बैठे एक घंटा ये subject में, फिर hallway जाओ दूसरे क्लास में एक घंटा दूसरा सब्जेक्ट, खाली बैठो आगे टीचर लेक्चर करे, अपन सुने, नोट्स लेवे, फिर टेस्ट देवे, जो भी मार्क्स मिले, राइट? ऐसा ही अपन सब पढ़े हुए ये सिस्टम में। यू नो, विद दिस इज़ दैट स्टूडेंट्स विल हैव चॉइस, ओके, आई केयर मोर अबाउट दीस सब्जेक्ट्स, और यू नो, ऐसा भी नहीं कि खाली सब्जेक्ट बैठो और साइंस सीखो, बट व्हेन वी लर्न in that way, just lecture and it's isolated subjects, we don't understand why it's relevant, right? When I algebra sika high school, I had no idea ki mere life mein algebra kaisa use karunga, why does it matter, any of that. If you learn that same topic or subject in the context of a project, so ye school mein samjho students ko choice denge ki ye semester kaun sa project chahiye, do you want to work in a studio that's trying to solve you know, world hunger, or maybe there's a project to clean up the local river, or there's a project to provide, you know, low-cost housing for the homeless. You know, as if you take on this project, then in order to, let's say, clean up the river, if that was your project, you have to learn about, you know, biology and chemistry. You have to learn about the history of the river. You might have to learn about civil engineering. You'll have to learn about design and engineering, right? So in trying to solve a problem in the world, you're learning these different subjects and you're learning content. And you're learning in a way where you're going to retain it, you know. Bareyong it actually yaad aayega. You'll be able to recall it. You'll be able to apply it, you know, jab bhi kaam pe jayenge, university jayenge. So they'll absolutely be learning. It's just that students will be able to have more say on their curriculum, have more say on their schedule.
दोस्तों, जो शिक्षण प्रणाली मौजूद है, स्कूल में जाते हैं विद्यार्थी, वर्गखंड में बैठते हैं, शिक्षक पढ़ाते हैं, किताबें दी जाती हैं, जो भी पढ़ाई की गई है समय अनुसार उसकी परीक्षा ली जाती है, ग्रेड्स दिए जाते हैं, इस प्रणाली से बिल्कुल विपरीत होगी ये नई प्रणाली। यहाँ पर नए नए विषयों पर अभ्यास करने के साथ साथ विद्यार्थियों को प्रैक्टिकल अनुभव भी दिया जाएगा। किसी भी विषय पर काम करते हुए व्यक्ति को उस विषय के संपूर्ण रूप से अलग अलग एस्पेक्ट्स को देखना होगा। क्या इस तरह से अभ्यास करके कोई विद्यार्थी अपनी अलग पहचान बना सकता है या फिर उसके कौशल में सिद्धि ले सकता है? जब ये प्रश्न मैंने मिस्टर दानिश को पूछा तो उनकी टिप्पणी थी कि
बहुत बड़ा डिफरेंस होगा. I'll tell you, even from my own experience, like I said, you know, just sitting in math class, being forced to memorize, you know, equations, or sitting in science class, you're forced to memorize formulas. You have no idea in this way where you're just memorizing, regurgitating for the exams, and then you forget it, right? There's studies that show that when you learn in this way, majority of what you learn, you forget within 2 weeks of taking the exam. So that's pretty useless, right? If you think, kitne ghante class mein baithenge aur phir sab bhul jayenge to fayda hai kya? So in this, you know, learning through application, learning by projects, learning by hands-on doing and using the knowledge immediately, it's not just that you memorize and repeat, but you use it, you put it to use. That means then you're able to utilize it when you go off to college or your career. So I think, frankly, these students are going to be so much better equipped. They might spend less time listening to lectures on history and math and science, but at the end of the day, I feel really confident. And, you know, of course, I work with educators all over the world. We design schools for some of the best educators in the world. I feel very confident saying that these kids will know more than the kids that go through the traditional system, that they'll actually be better professionals.
School of Happiness ki design ke bare mein baat karein to bada hi unique concept hai aur architecture is concept ko bade hi behtareen tarike se pesh karne ki koshish mein lage hue hain. Yeh puri school ek boarding school hai jo ek gaon ki tarah se dikhegi. भारत में मौजूद विविध गांवों की जो शैली है, जीवन शैली, उसका अध्ययन करने के बाद इस कैंपस को बनाया जा रहा है। ये एक ऐसा कैंपस होगा जहां पर बच्चे जीवन को एंजॉय करना सीखेंगे, लोगों से मिलना जुलना सीखेंगे और भागती दौड़ती हुई जिंदगी के बदले थोड़ा सा धीरे होके आसपास की चीजों का महत्व करना भी सीखेंगे।
Of course, we have housing, but it's not just your traditional housing. You know, we have wellness, which is very important, physical activities, emotional, mental wellness. We have lots of gardens and lush walkways, you know, ponds with fish. We have even pets and animals and vegetable gardens that the students look after, they care for, they nurture and cultivate. The commons, you know, we have so many places for gathering and socializing. And then for academics, even, it's not just traditional classrooms, but the classrooms are dedicated to helping students learn in very particular ways. So aisa nahi hai ki ek room maths ke liye hai, ek room science ka hai, ek room history ka hai, but, you know, we have one space that's all about sharing. We have another room for ideation. So the students brainstorm kar rahe ke, soch rahe ki kya design karenge, they're sketching. But if you think about this concept of happiness, my team did research and we found that Harvard University here in the U.S. had the longest study in the world, and for decades they tracked people and realized that happiness comes from not your money, not your level of fame, not your, you know, job success, but happiness, genuine happiness, comes from your relationships with other people. So if you look at the Riverbend School's campus, the whole thing looks like a village. It looks like a village that grew organically over time. It's very small. It's intimate. All of the buildings are very organic shaped. It's very lush. It feels like a serene village, you know, by the water in, you know, almost untouched by man. And so there's that natural connection, you know, which we know in education that even connection to nature, as well as for our well-being, it's just good all around.
तो दोस्तों, कैसा लगा आपको ये कॉन्सेप्ट? आपके टिप्पणी, आपके अभिप्राय हमें जरूर बताइएगा SBS हिंदी के फेसबुक के माध्यम से.